Donald Trump laid out his plans for the economy in Detroit today. In a speech at the Detroit Economic Club, the Republican nominee for president called for major tax cuts, a temporary moratorium on regulations, and renegotiations of trade deals like NAFTA and the TPP. And he argued why those trade deals and other economic policies of the past have been bad for the U.S.
When we abandoned the policy of America first, we started rebuilding other countries instead of our own. The skyscrapers went up in Beijing and many other cities around the world, while the factories and neighborhoods crumbled right here in Detroit.
For more, let's bring in NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And one of the things people may have noticed when they heard that little clip there is that he was on a script today. He was on a script. He was actually interrupted several times by protesters, but kept his cool, unlike what he's done in the past when he's gone after the people who've started talking in the middle of his speech.
This was a speech to the Detroit Economic Club, and that is a venue honored in time and history as a serious place to talk policy. And so it was a scripted speech, and he did try to stick with it and not to react to the protesters other than to say thank you and acknowledge the applause of the crowd as the people were taken out. There were more than a dozen of those interruptions. But he did, as you say, keep his cool, stay with his message, and talk about economics.
And did he give enough specifics to satisfy critics who have said he has not been telling us exactly how he's going to implement his policies?
Not to satisfy critics in all likelihood, but perhaps enough to satisfy the people he was really aiming at. And that would be the people he wants to have thinking that with his proposals, most of which are described primarily in terms of what he imagines to be their effects, as opposed to the mechanics of how it would get done or the specifics of how it would relate to existing policy. Let me give you an example. He says that he's going to eliminate the carried interest of special handling for people who handle hedge funds. And he then stopped and said, and that's going to make a lot of my guys really mad at me. And remember, he appointed a group of economic advisors that included quite a few hedge fund managers, other investment bankers, 13 men who basically are very much in his world. And he said, that's going to make them mad at me. Well, the fact is he's also proposing that we reduce the business tax rate from 35% nominal top tax rate, which actually nobody pays, down to something like 15%. And when you do that, then the carried interest handling of these men's income is no longer attractive in the same way. So it's really kind of a wash in that regard. And most of the things he's proposing are actually very, very good for the wealthiest.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of what he said about taxes.
I am proposing an across-the-board income tax reduction, especially for middle-income Americans. This will lead to millions of new and really good-paying jobs. The rich will pay their fair share, but no one will pay so much that it destroys jobs or undermines our ability as a nation to compete.
One of the other things that Trump said, Ron, is he reiterated his call for repealing and replacing Obamacare and said that doing so would save millions of jobs. Have the fact checkers looked at that, and what are they saying?
It's not clear what his source was on the millions of jobs. It has been part of the critique of Obamacare that some employers hired fewer people because of Obamacare or tried to hold down their enrollment of employees because of Obamacare. But that is very much a matter in some dispute. I would like to say one other thing about that fair share of taxes.
Yeah.
There was no point in the speech where Donald Trump explicitly said that a fair share of taxes would be more than they're paying now. So it's conceivable he means that their fair of taxes is conceivably even less or certainly not greater than what it is now. And we don't know what he considers a fair share of the overall tax burden in particular because we don't get to see and have never seen his tax returns. He refuses to release them.
Did he do enough to reverse the what was happening in the campaign in the last week? He was in a fight with a Gold Star family. His poll numbers were just dropping. Hillary Clinton in a number of recent polls has been in up by double digits and up in red states like Georgia.
He did change the subject, and he effectively got everybody talking about today's speech slash pep rally there in Detroit. And people are going to be dissecting this all week long and listening to Hillary Clinton's comeback on Thursday. That's different from last week. It should be better for him.
That's NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.